Good morning. It's 35 past the hour. You've got the Faith Radio Network. I'm Bill Meyer. How can you help to serve the spiritual and legal needs of the poor? That's a question our next guest can answer for us. His name is Bruce Strom. He's an attorney, author, and the CEO of the Gospel Justice Initiative. Good morning, Bruce, and welcome to Faith Radio.
Good morning, Bill, and thank you for having me back.
Yeah, we talked maybe 2 years ago or so, and it's wonderful to have you on the program. Lawyers get kind of a bad rap these days, Bruce, some of them for good reason, of course. But I know 16 years ago, you felt God was calling you to use your law degree and your experience in a very different way. And I'm wondering what led you to leave a very successful law practice to start advocating on behalf of the poor?
Well, Bill, that's a great question, and certainly it's God. I think it's only God and only the power of the Holy Spirit that can move any of us to act outside of ourselves and move outside of our bubble. So sometimes lawyers can live in kind of an isolated world, and we just get caught up because we're very busy, and there's a lot of demands for our time and our expertise, and it's very easy to just be going along and look backwards, and suddenly a decade has gone by. And unless God invades, and God can use different circumstances to invade our lives. For me, I got to meet a gentleman named Jonathan. He had been homeless, and someone had referred him to me to provide help, and I just had never met anyone who was homeless. I don't know. I had a bad image of who those individuals were. I thought they were mentally ill or, you know, something else. And this guy had a master's degree, but his companies had merged. He'd lost his job. He didn't know what to do. He was too embarrassed to tell his wife, and so he got dressed up in a suit to go to work, looking for jobs but couldn't find anything. Then the foreclosure notice came, bills came, he got sued, all these different things. He came home one day and his wife had left him, cleared out the house, and he hadn't heard from her again. And then he just wound up on the streets. And then every day just became a blur for him. And I listened to him about how he felt so just rejected that in the suburbs of Chicago, where I live, nobody even noticed him. Nobody seemed to care. And all I could think of was another gentleman I knew who was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and suffering, and we esteemed him not. And I talked to him about this Jesus who had no place to lay his head, who was homeless. And I just saw suddenly in that moment a connection. It just convicted me as much as I had this opportunity to share with Jonathan. And over breakfast that we were talking before court, he accepted Christ as his Savior. We went and we got the crazy trespassing charges because he was trying to keep warm dropped, and I was able to plug him into a church, and his life turned around because of that. And I thought, wow, here's a lawyer and able to step into a dark place in a moment, learn from my friend that the stereotypes that I had were wrong, and that we really have the opportunity to minister and to use our legal skills in ministry to the poor and vulnerable.
Beautiful story. And I know, Bruce, you initially founded an organization called Administer Justice. Now you head up a different ministry called the Gospel Justice Initiative. What is the mission of Gospel Justice? Because I think a lot of people may not understand some of the ways that the poor are taken advantage of and really need legal help, but can't afford it, can't get it.
Yeah, that is so true, I think. I think most people don't even realize that in this country you do not have the right to a free attorney. We all turn on our television sets, and of course, if you're accused of a major crime, you can get a public defender. But in all these other circumstances where you get taken advantage of through unfair loans or senior citizens who just fall victims to a lot of schemes to defraud or identity theft or a lot of these issues where you become a victim and you simply do not have the right to a free attorney, and that is so so challenging. In Chicago, I did form a group, as you called Administer Justice, which locally meets the needs of people in Kane and DuPage counties, a couple of counties, just intervening on their behalf, being able to sit down with them, pray with them, encourage them, share the gospel as that opportunity opens up, and then walk alongside them through the difficult circumstances. Our mission out of that grew a national organization, and out of a book that you referenced earlier called Gospel Justice that Moody published a couple of years ago when we last spoke, there was a movement of the Holy Spirit across the country calling churches to want to get engaged in loving their neighbor through spiritual and legal issues. And so we saw the need, and I stepped into that opportunity to be able to train lawyers and other individuals across the country to meet those legal and spiritual needs, as you referenced earlier. So that's kind of the mission of Gospel Justice Initiative, and it's bringing both those elements. It's bringing both the gospel, and that's the only hope we have in this world. So it's the hope of Jesus, and it's the help of a lawyer.
I love that in your book, Bruce, you say Jesus loves lawyers. And why does he love them, and what is he calling them to do?
Well, and of course, we all know what you referenced earlier. They're great lawyer jokes, and I love a lot of them. But that's been true for a long time. There were some lawyers Jesus didn't like, right? Woe to you, teachers of the law. But there were others that were commended, like Zenas, a little-known guy commended by Paul to Titus, because what God always looks at is the heart. And there are some amazing lawyers across this country who have a heart that want to integrate their faith and their practice, and they don't get to do that in the jobs that they have. But through this ministry, where they can serve in a church or they can serve in a community group, and they can take that time to pray, to encourage, to talk about Jesus is not absent in the midst of conflict. He's very much present. He wants to carry their burdens if they'll cast them upon him. And now being able to actually have those conversations and integrate that is powerful for most lawyers. And I know that that's what Jesus wants for all of us. But for a lawyer who has these special skills and special abilities, it's a great way to integrate their faith and their practice.
The parable of the Good Samaritan is really the framework for your ministry. Why does that story resonate with lawyers today?
Well, first of all, it was a lawyer, right, that asked the question of Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And that's just that's the question. And I love Jesus' answer, you know, that it's not simply say a prayer, which of course it all starts by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone. But he goes on to flesh that out, that says that, hey, true faith is going to be demonstrated by what you do and how you live. And I think the opportunity that's shown there of somebody who was despised, like the Samaritan, in that day, the Samaritans, really, they would have had most of the jokes. Can we call down fire upon these Samaritans? We have to walk around Samaria. And unfortunately, honestly, lawyers get that kind of bad rap today. But here's an opportunity for a lawyer Samaritan to turn that whole image upside down, just like Jesus used it. And we can be the person who stops and provides those legal services while caring for the person, showing compassion, showing mercy, demonstrating grace, the grace that's been shown to us, we can show to others. And I think that people don't expect that. I mean, the average person, that's the last thing in the world they think of a lawyer, that you'll stop and pray with them or care about them. And so it is the power of the Samaritan entering into those dark places to see people restored.
Mm. You talked about a few of the examples of how the poor can be abused. And you're right. I think a lot of us, there's this misnomer that, yeah, there's legal aid. There's you can get a public defender, but that's only if you've been accused of a crime, not if you've been taken advantage of, like, let's say, by one of these loan companies, or, as you said, identity theft, or these scams that hit the elderly. Can you share a story of maybe somebody that your organization or your previous ministry, Minister Justice, helped because they were taken advantage of and they needed legal help, but they didn't know where to turn?
Yeah, so think of a wonderful woman I had the privilege of helping named Mary. She's 80 years old, and because she had a common name, she had a common last name also, which I won't say on air, but she had this very, very common name. And so she was sued for a debt. And, of course, she's 80. She's terrified. She gets the summons, served by a sheriff. You can just imagine if you're 80. And she thought, what did I do? What did I do wrong? And she thinks that she owes this debt, when in reality it was what they call a zombie debt collector, guys who buy debts pennies on the dollar, and they just look for anybody that has this name to see if it's the person, and they sue them to see if they can collect on this old debt. And Mary was just terrified. And as we investigated it, because she was referred by a church to us, we were able to investigate and find out it's not her. There's no way this was her debt. and be able to free her from that, but then also to be able to pursue those zombie debt collectors, to work with an attorney general, because you're not, this won't surprise you, you're not supposed to do that, even though they do. And so somebody had to stop this group from pursuing these debts, just chasing anybody simply because they had that name. But for Mary, she was losing sleep. This could have killed her. But having somebody to step into that gap with her, pray with her, encourage her, just calm her fears and free her from that unjust debt.
And, of course, as an attorney, you know exactly what to do and how to stop this, where the average person would have no clue. We just know there's a sheriff at our door with a summons. I'm guessing, Bruce, maybe some of our Faith Radio listeners know about situations such as you've been describing. And if that's you and you'd like to talk to Bruce, I think we have time to take a couple of calls. The number is 877-93-FAITH, 877-933-2484. We'll take a quick break and be back with more here on the Faith Radio Network. That's one of our calls, is to push back the dark, and that's exactly what Bruce Strom is doing. Bruce is the CEO of Gospel Justice Initiative. He also wrote a book by the title Gospel Justice. And Bruce, one of the things you say, excuse me, in your book is that about 4,000 people are turned away from legal services every working day in the United States because there simply isn't enough legal help available. So we have these legal aid organizations, but it sounds like there's just way too much need for the amount of attorneys who are willing to help.
That's exactly right, Bill. And during the downturn in the economy, many of those organizations that were government supported were cut. And so those needs have gone up. There's even more people turned away today as a result of those cuts. And then fundamentally, as people of faith, I think that is the great work, and I love my friends that are doing that, but they miss a lot when you don't deal with a person holistically. A person is more than just a legal problem that they address. I think every person has social and spiritual needs as well. And certainly we as Christ followers should be very concerned about that. And this is a great opportunity to even do more than just legal services, but to provide the hope of the gospel as well.
I love that. And we've got Larry on the line who has a question for you. Bruce, Larry, go ahead. You're talking to Bruce Strom from the Gospel Justice Initiative.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Bruce. I'm Larry.
Go ahead, Larry.
I live here in the state. Hi. Yes, about 5 months ago, I live here in the state of Minnesota, Minneapolis. And I was trying to buy a house, and to make a long story short, the loan officer and the realtor were teens, and what they did was 3 days before closing, I was reading the HUD statement, there was a lot of money they was cheating me out of. I'm a veteran, and I was trying to I asked them why is I'm not getting my earnings money back, along with all the other charges that I wasn't supposed to be charged. And so what they did was they redid the paperwork, and they made it 2 times worse than what it was before. Now I got to bring $2,000 to closing along with a bunch of other fees. So, make a long story short, I never signed a release. I never got my earnings money back. I just walked away from that whole situation. I tried to get legal help, and nobody would help me. And as a result of that, I ended up being homeless for like 5 months. And so, what can I do in a situation like that? I still like to get my earnings money back.
Yeah, absolutely. There are ways to pursue that. The best way, though, is I have some friends right there in the Minneapolis area that run a legal ministry, and so I would love to connect you with them. If you could connect with me, do you have access to email that you could email me so I can connect the two of you?
Because
that's what I would recommend, because then I can give you all of their information. And we have groups across the country, so that's why this is a good thing to reach out to me for anybody else listening. But I'll give you that email is Bruce, so just my name, B-R-U-C-E, at G-J-I, Gospel Justice Initiative, G-J-I.org. Because
right, well,
there are some actions that you can file, and I think, and there's a group that could help you do that. So that's what I would love to connect you with them.
Larry, thank you for your call, and we'll make sure Larry gets that information off the air as well, Bruce. And again, if you have a question for Bruce, if you or someone you know has been in a situation like this where you've been taken advantage of financially and you haven't been able to find legal help or can't afford legal help, feel free to give us a call right now, 877-93-FAITH. That's 877-933-2484. And Bruce, it's really stunning to me the number of people that we in our own backyard, we have no idea how they are being taken advantage of. There seem to be, and maybe I'm overgeneralizing here, there seems to be a large industry that is sort of designed to prey on the poor, to prey on the elderly. You know, one of the payday loan businesses is one. I know some states have started to regulate that. I believe maybe now there are some federal regulations as well. But there's just a lot of bad dudes out there that want to take advantage of poor folk.
Yeah, that's so true. In fact, Larry is a good example of that. I'm afraid he's not alone in that banking, that lending industry that led to the crash of the housing market. And certainly, as you say, payday loans, title loans, you can drive through certain neighborhoods. They even target neighborhoods. You know that you're in a lower-income neighborhood when you suddenly start to see those kinds of organizations popping up on every corner. And in many of these neighborhoods, there are studies that show that there are more of those lending institutions, those payday loans, title loans, than there are McDonald's, of all things, in these neighborhoods. So it's true, and it's tragic. The great hope that we have, because we always have hope in this world, right? And so the great hope is, will the church rise up and engage that darkness that you're talking about and be a light into that darkness? Can we get involved in a way that turns that around, that provides people hope, gives them practical help, and then makes a significant difference, because that's what Christ would call us to.
Let's talk about how the church can get involved, because I'm sure there are individuals listening right now, pastors, people in church leadership, who can actually get involved in something like this. How can they partner with Christian attorneys to help these individuals and let the folks in their neighborhood know that these opportunities, this legal help is available to them?
Absolutely. So there's three practical suggestions I would give. One is, we're leading an all-day conference in Chicago called Gospel Justice in the Legal System. It's part of the Justice Conference that's held every year in Chicago. So they could go, that's a pre-conference on Friday, June 3rd in Chicago. And so if they're anywhere in the Chicago area, that would be a great thing, because both the theology of God's heart for justice and the practical application of how that can be lived out in their local community will be covered in this all-day session. I've got some seminary professors that are leading it along with me, as well as some practitioners. And so I think it'll be a great day. They could register at thejusticeconference.com. So thejusticeconference.com, the pre-session is called Gospel Justice in the Legal System. A second way is, we provide grants to churches, so they don't even have to come up with funding for this. We'll provide them with initial funding, and we've got all the tools. It's literally a turnkey operation if they want to pursue that further. And that would be, they could just email me, and I'd send them a grant application. If they want to consider that further, look that over, see if that might be a fit and something that they might want to pursue. So that would be a second great way to do that. And there, just email me, Bruce@GJI.org. And a third is just to begin to pray fervently for the needs of individuals in this area. Learn a little more. We have a free study guide that a church can go through, 5 sessions. They can download it off of Moody's book site, which is gospeljusticebook.com. And that will, and that I think is a great session to draw them into this more, learn more, and involve their people more.
Gospelbook.com. And once again, the organization that Bruce heads up is the Gospel Justice Initiative. GJI.org is the website. Bruce, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate your heart to help those who are less fortunate and use your gifts and talents in that way. Thank you, my friend.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
56 past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network.